I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
820 with the Big Ticket Morning Show on V103, the ATL's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. Queen Samia Morton.
Hey, best friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pulling up on us right now. Tiller! Bryson Tiller's here. What's up, boy?
What's popping?
How are you, sir?
Yes, he is here, best friends.
I'm great, man. It's early.
It's early.
Listen.
I was listening to the wake up in your voice. What's
honestly,
happening, bro?
I always sound like this, too. Yeah.
This is your normal?
Yeah, it's my
normal. Like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
The voice sounds heavenly to me.
Bryson Tiller, when you were introduced to the world in 2015, Trap Soul, first of all, everyone loved that album.
Absolutely.
Without Thank question.
Yes.
I still play joints off of that all the time. You kind of coined the phrase Trap Soul. Like, I hadn't heard it before your album.
Yeah, I did.
So, like, are you proud of that? Like, is that something that you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody really did it. It was kind of a thing, but nobody had said, this is Trap Soul.
You know, funny enough, a fan actually said it to me. A fan actually said it to me, and I was like, yeah, that's it. That's the name.
I love it.
It was like something about a comment on one of my songs that all this Trap Soul King or something like that. And I was just like, yeah, I'm running with that. And it was the end of it.
No doubt. We come, what, seven years ago?
Yeah, 7 years ago.
Been a hustle and a grind. There are people out here, there's an argument brewing that I'm going to ask you a question. Is R&B dead, alive, on life support, flourishing? What is it? Because they keep arguing about it.
I guess however you feel about it, you know, if you wake up and you click the R&B genre and, you know, you just don't hear nothing, then, you know, I guess that's on you. But some other people might argue and be like, yo, I'm loving R&B right now. You know what I'm saying?
How do you feel about it?
How do I feel? There's a lot of songs, a lot of great songs that I love. And there's obviously some other ones that are just like, you know, I'm going to press skip on. But, you know.
I mean, okay, I'm going to say this. Your voice is amazing. Your face is amazing.
Thank you.
But your lyrics, like your ability to write is just incredible.
I appreciate
like,
that.
How did you come up with the name Pen Griffey?
I was actually at Papa John's working, and I was writing a song, one of my songs off Trap Soul called Sorry Not Sorry. And one of the bars that I was writing, I said something about Pen Griffey, but she won't get a penny. I was just joking, and then next thing you know, I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna just roll with that as like my alias or my moniker or whatever you want.
I love it.
Pen Griffey is a thing. Bryson Tiller's here. Let's play this song. This song, there are songs sometimes. There's another song that's currently out that is technically someone's song, but it. The other person owns the song. I'll just say it. The City Girl song is technically an Usher song. And this song is technically your song, but I'm not going to say no. We're just going to play the song. Bryson Tiller's here. This is Diddy or Puff or Love or whichever he is today featuring Bryson Tiller. But I feel like it's your song.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like all him.
Bryson Tiller's here with the Big Ticket Morning Show on V103. Let's get it.
Uh-huh.
Hey. 826. Gotta move on. Our list says remix number 2, but that's not accurate.
Remix number 500.
Diddy featuring Bryson Tiller, live in studio with the Big Ticket Morning Show on V103. I like the song, Bryson. Why is that not your song?
It was my song. Actually, funny enough, it happened. I made that song in 2018.
That song is 4 years old?
Yeah, it's old.
Wow.
It's very old.
Okay.
And, I gave it to my little brother to listen to. And, you know, he just starts sending it out to people. Next thing you know, the song leaks. I'm pissed at my little brother. Actually, I hated my little brother.
Really?
Yeah, because at that time, I didn't want no. I was, like, very insecure about music, and okay. I just didn't want nobody to hear nothing. 4 years later, you know, I'm in L.A., and I get a call from Diddy to come to Malibu. And, you know, for whatever reason.
Just put your record on.
I get there, there's a dry erase, board there, and it says the name of my song on the board. I was like, is that my song? And the next thing you know, he tells me this whole story about how the song, how he just fell in love with the song, how he'd been listening to it, and I was just like, wow. And he just wanted to use it for his album. I was like, absolutely.
So then you had to call your brother to apologize and be like, we both called
my brother right then and there.
Nice.
So he was like, yo, Thank you for this song. He called my little brother. He's like, yeah, thank you for this song, but stop leaking songs. Something like that. I was just like, yeah.
I love it. That's so sweet.
So you mentioned you were insecure about, what makes you insecure about music? Why would you be insecure about your music?
Well, at that time, 2018, I was just super depressed. You know what I mean? We had just dropped something that wasn't, you know, critically received well. And, you know, I just wasn't really in a great headspace for making music. At that time, I just, every time I went to the studio, I hated everything. I said, I hate the sound of my voice. I hated just everything. So, it took me a minute to get back, you know, to where I'm at right now. But, you know, I'm more confident than ever. So I don't have that issue no more.
Okay.
So best friend, Bryson, I got to ask you, how do you juggle your career and fatherhood? I have a daughter, and let me tell you, the mom guilt is very real.
Listen, it's a little different for dads, obviously. You know, we just get up and go and just try to get it. But for me, I mean, my oldest is 9 now. So I do get a lot of guilt for her.
Yes.
For my youngest, who's 2, about to turn 3. You know, I'm kind of like, all right, this is my time to just work as hard as I can, you know what I'm saying, and then come back to it. But, yeah, I mean, I try my hardest to find balance, you know.
Yeah.
Balance is tough, yo.
It really is hard. You know, it's like, geez, you're like, them girls is something, girl dad.
Yeah. Man. Look at him. Yeah.
Right.
Bryson Tiller's in the studio. We're coming back with more, including that new song. We outside with it. Please believe it. Y'all don't go too far. More Big Ticket Morning Show right after this on V103.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.